Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, Ruben Robin, a 21-year-old who was accused of firing his gun into a car or at a car the night that Adam Toledo was killed by police, posted bond on Monday. He posted, or earlier I should say posted bond, $40,000, but it wasn't his money. It was the money of the Chicago Community Bond Fund. And the secretary of that organization, the Reverend Jason Lydon, joins us now. Reverend Lydon, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be with you this afternoon.
You're breaking up a little bit, so we're going to give it our best shot here. I'm interested. I want to talk about what the organization does overall, but let's just start with this case. Now, Roman faces felonies, including child endangerment, reckless discharge in connection with his actions that night, and a probation violation. Of all the people you might have bailed out, why did you pick him?
We have a commitment to posting bond for people who are unable to afford and pay their bonds. We have done so for many people, up to millions of dollars we've spent over the years that we've existed in order to get people free so that all of these folks who are being held pretrial are presumed innocent at this point in their offense. And we know that folks, when they are able to be out on bond, can have access to greater resources to take care of themselves and to ensure that they have greater access to justice during their trial or whatever goes forth for their dispensation of their case.
What was his reaction when you offered to post his bond?
It is not clear.
You know what, Reverend, we're having a really hard time hearing you on your phone line. We're going to reconnect with you, okay?
Okay.
Jeff will take care of that. We're talking to the Reverend Jason Lydon. He's the secretary at the Chicago Community Bond Fund, and as you heard him say, it's their job to sort of, or their role, their mission to find people who can't afford their bond and put it up for them. I'm just interested in why they chose this particular case. And I also wonder about the new policing law where they would not post cash bond. I wonder if a judge might have held this person without bond under that law. I'm not sure when it takes effect. We'll ask the Reverend Lydon about that as well. We're just reconnecting with him. A little bit later in the program, we're going to talk to Alderman Brian Hopkins about what happened at the city council today. A few fireworks, nothing too overwhelming, but the fact is that they were talking about a number of things, including a new affordable housing ordinance. Okay, Reverend, are you there?
I am. Sorry about that with the phone issues.
Sounds better, I think, now. Okay, so my point, I guess, is, and I kind of get it. I mean, I don't think rich people should be able to post bond that, and poor people shouldn't. Or, you know, so I don't think if you can't afford your bond that you should sit there just because you're poor. I get that.
Sure.
But it seems to me this guy's a threat to the community if the charges against him are true.
Well, in this case, a judge is the one in the bond court who assessed him a $150,000 bond. And so the judge already made the decision to determine that Mr. Roman could be released pre-trial.
Right. So as long as the judge made that decision, you have no hesitation posting the cash.
For us in this case, we're really clear that the police murdered Adam Toledo. They shot him in the chest while he had his hands up. And that what I am particularly concerned about is the ways in which Mr. Roman is getting scapegoated for being the person who put Adam Toledo at risk, when in fact it was the police who shot and killed this 13-year-old boy. And so for myself as a person of faith coming into this, I have a lot of curiosity about what are the ways that Mr. Roman can be accountable for his actions, whatever they may have been, while also caring for him and making sure that he is not going to be scapegoated by the city for something that the Chicago Police Department did.
I don't share your opinion about the ultimate shooting of Adam Toledo. I don't think necessarily, but I don't think we need to get there.
I think it's central, unfortunately,
okay,
to this
well,
question.
But if it's central, if it's central, Reuben Roman is the person who gave Adam Toledo the gun that got him shot. And you put him out on the streets again.
I would say just that the police officer with the gun who shot Adam Toledo is how Adam Toledo got shot. I think that the question of Mr. Roman being on the street is a much larger question of how we as a city are ensuring that we are well resourcing communities of color that have been intentionally disenfranchised for generations here in the city of Chicago. And so for us at the Chicago Community Bond Fund, we're committed to ensuring that we're paying bond for people who are unable to do so for themselves. And exactly as you were saying, that people shouldn't be held pretrial simply because they can't afford it. A judge said that it was appropriate for Mr. Roman to get out.
I want to get back to that because I want to ask you a question about the new policing law. I don't know the answer to. But let's dissect this a little bit more, though. You said that Adam was killed because a police officer shot him. And you said that's where the responsibility lies. Again, he was shot because he was carrying a gun that that Reuben Roman gave him. So does not Roman bear some responsibility as well?
My understanding in having witnessed this video is that Adam Toledo had his hand up in the air when he was shot and killed.
I don't want to get argumentative here if we're going to go down this road, but it was less than a second after he tossed the gun, according to the video. I mean, he was being chased because he had a gun in his hand.
I hear you. And what is happening is we know that police constantly don't shoot white people who have guns, right? We know that police are not going after, people like Kyle Rittenhouse and other white men with larger guns than this.
Yeah.
They're much more dangerous.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you. Right? I'm with you 110% on that. But again, the guy you bailed out is the one who gave Adam the gun that got him shot.
And so at this point, in that case, what we're understanding is that Mr. Roman has a presumption of innocence until he goes to trial.
You didn't just offer that to the police officer.
Correct. We know that police, for their actions, when they are police officers held to a higher standard of behavior. And so in terms of what people are entitled to for a trial, I have seen and watched police officers shoot and kill Adam Toledo.
Have you, I'm assuming you bonded out others accused of violent crimes?
The Chicago Community Bond Fund does not primarily focus on the offense that somebody has committed. Our responsibility is to ensure that people who are unable to afford their bonds, when they have been set already by the judge, that, again, it's not poor folks who are being kept in jail,
right?
But instead it's an equitable access to our criminal legal system.
Reverend, I should know the answer to this. Do you, under the new policing law where they would eliminate the cash bail, that's not up and running yet, but that would have been a case where this judge may well have said that this Reuben Roman is a threat to society, so I won't allow for any bail, correct?
We can't at this point speculate about what the system is going to look like that will be designed. There will, as you are stating, be a set of guidelines that will determine who can and cannot be released. And I think the question of Mr. Roman's charges being excluded from the possibility of being released without bail is too challenging to determine at this point.
You might not be able to tell from our conversation, but I like what you do. I do like this idea of low-level offenders not wasting away in jail just because they can't afford $100 or $1,000 bond. I question about this when it comes to someone who's accused of a very violent act. And so you've posted up more than $4 million, I read, for about 650 people. Where does the money come from?
The money comes from people just contributing to us and saying that they're committed to ending pretrial incarceration and folks who want to make sure that people are able to get out of what is one of the largest and most dangerous jails in our country. And so folks are making these contributions to help ensure that there's more access to equitable justice.
Listen, Reverend, I'm going to try one more time. You were breaking up one more time there. But so if you spent $40,000 on Reuben Roman, might you not have been able to post out 40 other people or maybe 100 other people with that money? You must have consciously chosen Roman.
In this case, we are certainly trying to make sure that he has access to justice. These high-profile cases are important to us in the sense that we are concerned about him being railroaded through this system as the city tries to distract from the fact that police officers shot a 13-year-old boy.
All right. Well, we're going to have to end it there. We could talk about that for a long, long time. The Reverend Jason Lydon, Secretary of the Chicago Community Bond Fund. Listen, I appreciate you standing up, taking the questions.
Thank you. My pleasure. Take good care.
You bet. You too. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to talk to...